from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it's 6 o'clock. I think we could be the night, right?
Hey, Daryl.
Well, it's been the night for me pretty much the whole week, so.
Yeah.
What's
you
up,
got,
buddy?
You've been sick all week, man. You feeling better?
Okay. I haven't had my backside kicked this bad since I was in third grade.
Daryl, they're in Seattle. Ken's in Seattle. He's going to eat crickets tonight at the baseball game. When you went to Seattle, what was the best thing you did?
The pier. There are so many great spots down there, but the pier is amazing. I ate at 3 different restaurants down on the pier. I'm kind of seafood sensitive, which means I'm very picky. And I had seafood each and every day I was there, and it was fantastic.
Okay, good to hear.
And the views, the scenery out there is just beyond incredible.
Go on.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daryl. I've only been there once, but
I like the mountains.
It's mountains, it's water, it's just it's
everything.
Everything's green because it rains a lot, but I mean it's just beautiful. The ocean.
As I tell my sister, if it weren't for the rain, I think a lot of people would be happy living here. The rain kind of takes away a little, but I guess it's been raining out there, and this is not the rainy season. Like, this is supposed to be like it is in September for us here, where it's, you know, sunny and 70, 75 degrees, but I guess it's been raining out there, so.
You ever watch Frasier?
I watched a couple episodes. That's not a series I got into, to be honest with you.
Okay. They're radio stations.
Kelsey Grammer's best work was in Down Periscope.
Oh, I never even saw that. What was that?
You've never seen Down Periscope?
Oh, no.
Years ago.
You got to put that on the list.
Is it really that good, or is it one of those that maybe didn't hang the way we thought it would?
It's my kind of comedy. It's stupid comedy. So I thoroughly enjoyed every second of it.
Yeah, I'll watch this one. I like Kelsey Grammer. I've always liked Kelsey Grammer. I'll watch this one. 1996. That's like right in Kelsey Grammer's wheelhouse. Yeah, I'll watch that one. Okay. Yeah. What did it get on Rotten Tomatoes? It got 11%. I didn't even know they went to 11. What? 11% on Rotten Tomatoes? That means it's got to be the worst movie ever made. Daryl.
Don't worry about those numbers.
I thought if you got a bad review on Rotten Tomatoes, that meant it was good.
I sort of agree with that.
That's you guys, what? What bizarre world take is that?
No, isn't like Rotten Tomatoes they just dump on everything that's good?
Most
and tell
stupid,
you how terrible
dumb
it is?
Comedies that become like cult classics initially have terrible reviews.
Yeah.
You guys
that's
are gaslighting me right
that's
now.
That's a fact. We're not gaslighting
you guys are gaslighting
anything.
Me
what are you
right
talking
now?
About?
No, they're 100% correct.
How's it feel when people
team up
on you?
Down is up. Up is down. I know you guys are giving me information. Listen,
you honestly just didn't know.
I respect everybody that has inputted their voice here, and so I wanna learn. I wanna get better and smarter and everything else in between. And so if you're telling me that down is up in Rotten Tomatoes and up is down, then I guess I gotta believe it. I like Kelsey Grammer enough. I was gonna give it a go anyway. I mean, I'm fine with that. I never understood how they programmed the radio station in Frasier. Like, they had a cooking show, they had a sports show, they had a psychiatry show. That's what his show was. Never made sense to me. It was all over the place. And then your radio guy, both of you guys are radio guys. From a programming standpoint, KACL was off the charts. It was mad. It would never get ratings in today's world.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It was the equivalent of like college radio programming, right? Because college radio stations are all over the place. There's no set real format for the station.
Yeah, but Frasier lived like a bougie lifestyle based off his big radio show that he had.
Yeah.
It was a real radio station. They won awards. They used to talk about winning like Marconis and stuff like that.
I just don't have any hot takes on fictional radio.
I do. You. I got all sorts of hot takes on fictional radio. All right, let's talk real life. Is Deshaun playing Saturday? There was a sneak attack. I went from Rotten Tomatoes to Deshaun really quickly on you.
I don't know if Kevin Stefanski knows. Well, I got to think that they're off the plane in Seattle that Kevin now knows. But as they were making the trip out there, I think that they're – he certainly opened the door not to play him. Either because of the arm being sore or because left tackle is a turnstile right now and you don't want to put the $46 million investment out there. But my thing is, I would play him. If he's physically able to go, I would play him because I think Deshaun needs the work. He needs the reps. So if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm putting him out there for a couple of series.
What are you looking for in particular on Saturday?
That if Deshaun plays, he doesn't get killed, number one. Number two, the offense operates smoothly. Hate to steal a Stefanskiism there, but I'm going to because I think that that's, you know, important. No pre-snap problems, guys lining up correctly, protection being good. And then I just kind of really want to see him move the football, you know, pick up some first downs, you know, put some points on the board. But I just want to see a clean operation. I don't want to see three and outs. Don't want to see off-target passes. Don't want to see Deshaun running for his life. So that's what I'll be looking for tomorrow if Deshaun's able to go.
Do we expect anything from Jameis, or do we give him the same grace that it's a Fetty on the left side and we should just kind of let that be?
Look, Jameis, is, no matter what happens tomorrow, right, Deshaun's the number one, Jameis is the number two, right? That's set in stone. Really, the only question in that room is, who's number three? Is it going to be Dorian Thompson-Robinson, or is it going to be Tyler Huntley, right? You know, obviously, Zach Jackson reported earlier this week, Browns have been shopping DTR a little bit here to see if there's any interest out there. You know, you had Andrew Berry this week turn Cade York into a future seventh-round pick. I don't know how he did it, but he was able to do that. You know, that's really the only question in that quarterback room as far as playing time and stuff like that. Jameis is who he is, right? He's going to throw 30 interceptions and he's going to throw 30 touchdowns. Like, that's just what he is as a quarterback. I don't know if he needs any grace or anything like that, Jonathan, but, I mean, he's just a known quantity to me at this point.
Darryl, something we brought up earlier is, you know, Kevin Stefanski, and this is not really relevant for, like, today, but I'm still going to ask you because we had the conversation earlier. A lot of outsiders, national folks, think that, like, Stefanski could potentially be on the hot seat, even though he's a two-time coach of the year.
We played a clip from Kyle Brandt earlier.
Yeah, Kyle Brandt was on the
Bill Simmons
podcast. Yeah. And I don't think there's anything Kevin Stefanski can do that would, you know, earn him a seat on the bench, so to speak. You know, like, I think he's here no matter what the following year. What do you think? Am I off base?
I never say never when it comes to the Cleveland Browns, Dustin, because thought the same thing when Phil Savage and Romeo Crennel were extended, and then they were fired the conclusion of the very next season because everything that could go wrong did go wrong. You know, Mike Vrabel is in the building, right? And Mike Vrabel is, at least in my estimation, I think he's one of the best coaches in the NFL, and I'm shocked that he did not get another head coaching opportunity. But, this past hiring cycle. But good news for the Browns is they basically have a second head coach who's a consultant, and just watching him throughout training camp and even the offseason, it's been a joy. He looks like he's having fun out there watching, especially the one-on-one work that he's been doing with the tight ends, especially David Njoku, has been a lot of fun to watch, and I'm expecting Njoku to have a really big monster year if he's able to stay healthy. I don't go into the season with that top of mind, Dustin, that Stefanski is on any hot seat, not by any stretch of the imagination. Obviously, things can change. You never know what could happen this season. And again, the Browns are the Browns, and unpredictable stuff happens. But like right now, I don't feel like that Kevin Stefanski is coaching for his job, especially considering he just did get that contract.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Extension.
Mary Kay reported earlier today, you know, we saw obviously Denzel with the fifth concussion and everything, but she said earlier today, says he's going to be ready for the opener, and he wants to play. He will be playing. Does that come as any sort of surprise to you that Denzel would, I don't know how much faith the Browns have in Denzel now moving forward, or optimism that he'll be able to, you know, play the entire season or anything else like that, but it's a scary situation, Daryl. There's no doubt about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, and what is concerning to me, I'm going to set aside the volume of reported concussions or semi-known concussions or whatever. I think it's five at this point for him in his young NFL career. That doesn't include anything that he suffered in college. It doesn't include anything he suffered in high school. It is a concern, but we're... You know, they have these guys wearing the guardian caps during practice now, and basically it's the whole team, with the exception of the quarterback, and the reason the quarterback doesn't, because the quarterback isn't touched. But pretty much the entire team is outfitted in these guardian caps now. It's no longer just a couple of positions here and there, you know, offensive linemen or the tight ends, or, you know, things like that. And we're seeing guys get these concussions still. And in non-contact practices, for the most part, right? I mean, there's no live tackling to the ground, thudding up. I think it was Cameron Justice from Channel 5 who posted the video of the play with him and Elijah Moore that may have caused that most recent concussion. And you could see the helmets, you know, bang together. And, you know, he obviously gets up slowly. But, like, the hit itself did not appear all that violent. And the collision and things like that. So I'm starting to question the effectiveness of these guardian caps too, because the whole point of them wearing these in these practices and camps and stuff like that is to prevent this stuff from happening. But look, when Denzel's healthy, he is one of the best cornerbacks in the game. In my view, he's top five, maybe top three. He's good for anywhere from 12 to 14 games per year. And I'll take that, and then, you know, obviously you hope he's healthy if you're playing in the playoffs. But he is an elite player at his position. And to me, the only thing that's going to hold his career back are these concussions he's been suffering.
All right, Daryl, I want to hit you with a nitty-gritty football question, okay? So I apologize. I apologize in advance. Sure, yep. I apologize.
Missing grits.
Siaka Ika, is he going to make the team?
It's going to be tight. I would say defensive tackle is the most competitive position on this roster right now. They have a lot of depth there and talent there. Obviously, Shelby and Zadarius, or I should say Shelby and Dalvin, those are your starters. You got Quentin Jefferson in there, Mo Hurst in there. You know, they're high on a talent perspective on Mike Hall Jr. Sam Kamara's in there. So I think there's a real chance he could be a casualty, but a candidate to get through waivers and onto the practice squad.
All right, Daryl, I want to ask you something completely away from the Browns, but it's something that I think you'll have a take on, being somebody that has covered not only Cleveland sports, but you've been in the sports arena for how many years have you been a beat reporter?
It's been a while.
I mean, you
got been a few decades.
You got the credentials, is the point. It's our insider, Daryl Ryder, on Shop and Jewelers, or brought to you by Shop and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Colorado today came out and they said they won't take questions from a journalist who was critical of Deion Sanders. So they've cut off any questions, and they basically have muzzled this journalist because he wrote critical commentaries around Deion Sanders. I feel like that's, something's broke if that's happening, right?
Yeah. If the as long as the commentary is not personal, you know, an attack of a personal nature, that's what we do. If you know, thankfully the Browns don't operate that way, or else I would not be let in the building. So yeah, I kind of have a problem with that. That's not how this is supposed to work. If you're going to have that kind of a job as a head coach, I grew up. Deion Sanders was one of my favorite players growing up. I just was in awe that he could play. Him and Bo Jackson could play football as well as Major League Baseball. I just was in awe of that. But you got to have some thicker skin if you're going to be a you know, head coach at a D1 program like Colorado. You're going to get criticism that comes with the job. And let's be honest about it, it's not like Colorado is competing for national championships every year, and they're an elite program, right? They, if I remember correctly, last year they started off hot, and then just everything went downhill from there.
Yeah, won the first three games, and then it was right. Just absolutely
everyone disaster. Jumped on the bandwagon, right? And then just it all fell apart from there. So, yeah, as long as the criticism is not of a personal attacking nature, then that's, you know, that's part and parcel, and not only as a coach.
The staffer that the information staffer that was like quoted in the article says that this guy used phrases such as false prophet, deposition Deion, Planet Prime, and then called him the Bruce Lee of BS. That's enough to be blocked. Is that enough? Is that too far?
Those
seem bad at all.
Now, was that substantiated with evidence, right? Did the guy list
all
columns.
The... Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, did he list all the misdeeds that leads to the... I mean, yeah, I mean...
Get if this guy a radio show. I mean, jeez.
Yeah. As long as you're backing up your argument with fact, I don't know, you know, what the issue is. I don't know. Be a better coach. Run a better program.
Thank you, Daryl. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys.
Daryl, I'll call you later, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.